showing that there's money to be made while doing good for underserved communities of color. That's the goal of some community activists and investors in Boston who are launching an investment fund that will provide financing for small businesses in the city. For an explanation of the Ujima Fund, as it's called, we turn now to the director of the group creating it, Nia Evans, who oversees the Boston Ujima Project. Hi, Nia.
Hi. Hi, Bob.
So I know you want to use the money inside Boston neighborhoods. Tell us how you see it being at play, at work, in Dorchester and Mattapan.
We see it being used to finance small businesses that are beloved by community members. And the way we find out which small businesses are beloved by community members is through our assembly process. So there are large gatherings of community residents and members of our organization. And at those large gatherings, we ask the people present which businesses they love and which businesses they think they'd like to see in their communities, which businesses they need, and then as well as which businesses they'd like to replace.
Let me ask you this question. Based on the community input that you've taken, and without talking about specific businesses, what kinds of businesses generally are people interested in seeing locate in their neighborhoods? What have you heard?
Grocery stores, art spaces, affordable housing, other types of community event spaces, urban farms, and affordable child care. So those have been some of the needs that have risen to the top.
As I understand it, you're looking initially to raise $5 million for the loan pool?
Yes, $5 million by the end of 2020.
And how much of a difference do you think that amount of money will make?
What we do think it can do is take the businesses that have been supporting us, that we like to support, help them sustain, help them thrive, and then bring more businesses into our communities. And we do think we can see some affordable housing in the process as well.
Big picture, is credit hard to come by for businesses in the areas you're hoping to serve?
Yes, and this is one of the reasons Ujima was conceived, to create an alternative path for businesses who would not be able to access conventional financing.
Give me a shortened version of the elevator pitch. What are you telling people you hope will invest in this fund?
We are modeling in real time what an economy would look like if it were run by us. And by us, I mean Black, Indigenous, and other people of color in working class communities in Boston. So we hope that they're investing in a better way of doing business and in a better way that communities can determine what our communities look like.
And is there interest? Who do you hope to get involved in the fund?
We hope that regular community members will get involved in the fund, which is why we've made one of the pools very accessible to enter into. We're looking for foundations to participate, and we're also looking for small business owners and our grassroots peers to participate in the fund.
Nia, let me ask you finally about the name of the fund, Ujima. Explain that, if you would.
Sure. Ujima is Swahili for collective work and responsibility. So it's recognizable to a lot of people as one of the seven principles of Kwanzaa. The word for collective work and responsibility really got at the spirit of how we wanted to do this, which is we want to bring together as many people as possible who are invested in multiple ways, and we really want there to be a sense that there's a common stake in this endeavor. So collective work and responsibility fit.
Nia Evans, director of the Boston Ujima Fund, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob. Nice talking with you.